Hollywood celebrities triggered by Trump's surprise visit to fans outside Walter Reed, impeach him, fucking sociopath. By David Ng on October 5, 2020. Hollywood celebrities experienced a massive conniption when President Donald Trump paid a surprise visit Sunday to his supporters who were rallying outside Walter Reed Military Hospital in Washington. The president's drive-by visit, during which he wore a mask and never left his vehicle, prompted stars including Bette Midler, Jim Carrey, Patton Oswalt, and Michael Moore to express their rage and disbelief on social media. Many of those stars claimed that President Trump was endangering the lives of the Secret Service agents assigned to ride along with him. The White House said that the president's drive was approved by medical officials and that the necessary safety precautions were taken. Jim Carrey was among the Hollywood elites who accused the president of putting government lives in danger by taking the Secret Service for a dangerous ride. Bette Midler cited Dr. James P. Phillips, a George Washington University physician and sometime CNN guest, who claimed without citing evidence that the Secret Service agents were commanded by Trump to risk their lives for theater. Anti-Trump comedian Patton Oswalt cited the same doctor. While some celebrities complained that the president was endangering the lives of Secret Service agents, actor Jeffrey Wright was actually upset that those agents were wearing PPE during the drive. 2 days in Paris, actor Adam Goldberg claimed that Trump's visit was superfluous and defied public health recommendations. Actress Deborah Messing tweeted that Trump should be impeached. Alec Baldwin took a sarcastic jab at the president's Sunday visit, as did actor-comedian Rob Delaney. Michael Moore attempted to link the president's drive-by visit to past presidential appearances that backfired. Patricia Arquette appeared to use the occasion to revive Eugene Carroll's sexual assault allegation against the president. Actor Ken Jeong tweeted to the president, "Stop yelling and illegally joyriding and get some rest, sweetie." Conan sidekick Andy Richter expressed bafflement at the president's visit. Actor Billy Baldwin wondered if Trump had taken part in a COVID victory lap. Los Angeles TV host Jillian Barbary called the president a fucking weirdo sociopath. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.